The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Hey Gimel Amud Aleph, discusses the issue of Malchiyin Oso Kal Kal Tchila, that in a situation of Chilul Shabbos, or perhaps eating on Yom Kippur, then basically you have a dilemma. Dilemma means there's no good choice. You try to minimize the Avera, which is not an Avera, it happens to be a mitzvah, but in an absolute sense, you usually can't do it. So they discuss, if you have to do something, you try to minimize it, so you eat something which is only, let's say, you violate an Aseh versus a Lav, Misa B'nei Shemayim, etc. Gemara goes through the different lists and stuff. So and in fact, and then you have a debate among Yerushonim, like how do you define Kal Kal Tchila, because let's say someone's sick and they got a shecht on Shabbos. Do I eat the tray food? Or do I go at someone, or do I go do shechita? Shechita Shabbos is more severe than eating tray, but perhaps that you're going to be eating every kezayis a tray. So that's a discussion, the Maharam Rurenberg. So everyone agrees it's the new Kal Kal Tchila. It's just a question how you define Kal Kal Tchila. So it's an interesting discussion in the Dor Revi that let's say someone's stuck on a desert island, and others discuss it, as we'll see in a moment. You're stuck on a desert island and you can eat like this trave, which is the biblical trave, you know, makis. And then there's cannibalism, that eating, someone's dead and eating the flesh. So we know that's abhorrent and we don't do it. However, in terms of strict halacha, it's perhaps only an isarasi. It's not as strict from a straight absolute by the books. That would be Kal Kal Tchila. So the Dor Revi says, even though strictly speaking, that Kal Kal Tchila would indicate that you do cannibalism, since it's so abhorrent and it's a minhag olam, no one ever does it, he thinks we take in the whole big picture, the meta halacha, and better to eat the treif than to do the cannibalism. And others disagree. Apparently, they heard it was a machokis in Gush between Rav Aaron Lichtenstein and Rav Amital. So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein went with the standard Mishpatei Torah, whatever the definition, the Torah defines what's Kal Kal Tchila, and therefore you go with the Mishpatei Torah. And others say, and Rav Amital, who I think also was from Hungary, like the Dor Revi, he went with the big picture, and it's abhorrent. We can never permit cannibalism, perhaps because of Chilul Hashem, whatever the cases may be. And he says we define Kal Kal Tchila, one would eat the biblical treif, and they would not do the cannibalism.